Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come, this is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we have a great visit with our good friend Paul Angles, digital marketing expert extraordinaire. Angles-INC.com is the website. Tell us about your marketing automation Angles report, Paul.
So we documented 20 different marketing automation companies like HubSpot and Marketo, companies like that, that are using some really sophisticated technology to follow up with prospects. And we documented how they follow up with prospects. And the answer is badly in most cases. Mm-hmm. They weren't very good at it. A few of them are really, really good at it, but most of them were really pretty awful. So we documented all of that and created a report around it. And it really gives you an enormous amount of insight on best practices and worst practices.
Right. By the way, and remind me after we get off the air, I may want to get a few of these. I've got some folks I want to give them to. Okay. So I want to move over. And by the way, where can they find this report?
Well, you can buy it on Amazon. Okay. It costs $1,000, or you can download it for free on my website.
What a deal! Wonder which one I'm going to want.
Well, you know, some people really like having a hardbound book.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got mine. I didn't realize it was $1,000, worth $1,000. I wonder what it would be worth on eBay. So, angles.inc.inc.com, folks. Okay, Paul. John Wanamaker, 20 years ago, 100 years ago, John Wanamaker said, half of my advertising works, the other half doesn't. I just don't know which one is which. We're still having that problem with online advertising today, aren't we?
Yes, we are. He's an optimist. It's really 80-20.
And the 80 is not the good number, right?
No. Well, you know, the Pareto principle, 80% of your sales come from 20% of your audience.
Yep.
And it's been proven over and over and over. So based on people I've met through LinkedIn, based on technologies that I've seen, I've developed a system that I'm calling Geometric. It's not even on my website yet, but Geometric is for geometric growth. And it is a fast, relatively inexpensive way to identify the 20% by age, gender, marital status, kids, you know, presence of kids, political party, all these.
What about business? What about business applications? Will it tell me more about like if I have a sophisticated business product? Will it help me with that?
You know, really, it's designed for consumer marketing.
More for consumers.
On a large scale.
Right.
So we're talking to big membership organizations.
Right.
We're talking to financial services companies, like mortgage companies, insurance companies, those kinds of.
That's more data rich. It's more data rich targets, aren't they?
Yeah, it's high margin, wide distribution, nationwide. Yeah, it doesn't really work on a local level.
Well, what have you learned about all that that will help a small business? What if you could micro this and put it down in a capsule for a small business? What would be the takeaway from all this?
You know, your customers have much more in common than just the fact that they bought your product or service. There's huge commonalities amongst your customers that separate them from the rest of the population. Mm-hmm. They're different, and you need to figure that out, how they are different, what makes them different. And then you need to find more people like them. And really, that's what it's all about. It's figuring out who your customer
is. That's the classic small business imperative, is we're not going to conquer the world. We don't need to even think about conquering the world. We should find those people who want our special sauce, who are willing to pay for it, and they hang out with other people like them.
Exactly.
That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
That is exactly right.
You don't have to conquer the world. You might be able to get rich with 100 customers.
Or fewer.
Yeah.
I have far fewer than 100 customers, I promise you.
And he's really rich, folks. So yeah, that's the special sauce part of this whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if you can learn to digitize it, then you can make money while you sleep, right?
That's right.
That's been one of my goals in my life, is to make money while I sleep. Right? It makes you sleep better when you know that's going to happen. Hey, Paul, good job today, and good luck with the new project. And come back soon.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Paul Angles, ladies and gentlemen. Angles-INC.com is the website. Go ahead and download that book, that $1,000 book he's going to give you for free online. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.